conservative lawmaker says he now thinks transgender students should be able to use the bathroom of the gender they identify with. His comments today led to the sudden failure of a bill that would have required students to use the restroom of their birth sex instead. Representative Rick Womack says he changed his mind after talking to his doctor, whose child was born with male organs but has identified as a girl for most of her life. Mother Valerie Gunst says with medical help, their daughter went through puberty as a girl.
It's clear that boys at Franklin High would be upset if she showed up in the bathroom peeing beside them and putting on lipstick.
The school lets Valerie's daughter use the girls' restroom. Womack said he doesn't see a reason to change that.
This is, to me, a bill that, once again, government getting involved in something they don't need to. If it's not broke, why are we trying to fix something that's not broke?
That combination of small government ideology and a personal connection also swayed Republican Mark White. He pointed to a transgender boy in the audience and said the bill would unnecessarily complicate his life. Lawmakers voted to study the issue more this summer. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.